Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl and Linda Bott here. Phone lines here, 221-1402. It's Friday. It's a great-looking day. I think we can ride the Harley today. Hey, we're joined today by another of our team, Heather. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning, Carl.
And how are you today, Heather?
I'm doing great. How are you?
You know, for all you young men out there, you are missing out on seeing this little beauty. And we'll give her phone number out later on.
She's a beauty.
And speaking of a real beauty, my soulmate.
Thank you.
Do we have a new word for today for the audience?
We have a word. Well, first of all, can maybe back up for a minute and let me tell you what happened. We took our dog Snooky over to Groovy Grooming 2 days ago. And we've been waiting to give this name to you and tell you about this product till Friday. So you can go through the weekend and process it. So we drop off Snooky and we walk over to Ace Hardware. And
Ace Hardware on Cypress.
No, it's not Cypress. It's
I'm sorry, Ace Hardware on Eureka.
Eureka,
okay,
correct.
Shameless plug.
Yeah, right across from the high school.
Right.
And so I see this pink bottle, and I go over and I go, well, that's interesting packaging. And I walk up closer, and it says monkey butt. Anti monkey butt. I was like, a powder form of anti monkey butt. So, short of losing it right there, I said, Carl, hurry, come over here. And
one of the things you should never do to us is to put a container that says anti-monkey butt out in front of us in public. Because we can do 20, 30 minutes on anti-monkey butt and monkey butt and monkey bite. And
so there was
what
a pink,
the hell is monkey butt?
There was a pink bottle, and we started to read the ingredients and what it was for. And right here in front of me, anti-monkey butt powder is specially formulated to absorb sweat and minimize friction skin discomfort. Helps to keep you dry and comfortable. For best results, sprinkle or apply to skin areas prone to tenderness before activities begin. May also be used inside footwear, under sports pads, after shower, bath, or exercise. Ideal for butt-busting activities such as motorcycling, bicycling, horseback riding, truck driving, hiking, hockey, football, and baseball. Intend for external use only.
Now, the pink monkey butt is for women, and it's different. It's got some kind of lotion in it, but it's also for the chafing of thighs.
It's for the chafing of thighs. Can you imagine?
And
it's not
Harley ride.
No,
not rutted.
It did say
thigh
motorcycle
chafing.
It did say motorcycle riding, and it was supposedly, according to, was it Lisa that helped us?
Yeah, I think so.
We were all laughing so hard. I mean, if they were coming out of the woodworks here in the store. It's a finer powder, and when it said for walking and chafed thighs, I thought, oh, that's not a pretty picture. Why would you put that on the pink bottle?
Well, anyway, because it's for thigh chafing.
So
anyway,
for all of you who do get sweaty thighs and are uncomfortable with any kind of activities that make you sweat there, you might want to get some anti-monkey butt powder.
You know, the thing is that, no, we're not getting paid to talk about monkey butt powder, but, you know, how can you not talk about anti-monkey butt?
But they actually,
I've never heard of monkey
they
butt.
They have a four-pack.
There's a four-pack with lotion in it.
Lotion, shower gel, powder, and I think it's for guys, the monkey butt for the boys, and a towelette. So just thought we'd have to share that with you this morning. But we do have...
This is Friday. This is Friday where things are a little strange, okay?
But we have some special guests, yes.
Guests aren't strange, we're strange. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. We're going to come back. We have our guest right here. And, you know, it's a great story that we're going to hear from our guest today. I mean, it's something that, again, it's our listeners wrote to us, and now they're on the station because it is such a dynamic, great story. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, News Talk, 1400 KQMS.
Slang.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. The people there are going to give you the best possible service at the best possible price. Hours are 9:30 to 4, Monday through Friday. The phone number is 222-2750. Go there to Four Winds Jewelry. Mother's Day, there's a lot of things coming up.
Our guests today in the studio, very special guests. We have, first of all, one of the best trainers in the North State. Her name is Angela.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We enjoy our time with you. And a profound email that we received from one of your clients and has become someone that we see on a regular basis. And we put it together when we received an email from you that has been, when I say profound, a transforming experience in your life. Welcome to our show, Des.
Well, thank you. Nice to be here.
Now, you wrote to us, Des, and it was just out of the, I guess you just wrote to us just to let us know what had happened in your life.
Well, it's such a profound experience that I just feel like I have to share it, you know.
Well, why don't you go on and do that? Tell us why you wrote to us.
Well, in 1999, I was pruning a tree and on a ladder, a tripod ladder, and a little bugger broke on me. And so I found myself falling about seven feet, landed flat on my Cossacks. And that brought on a condition called scoliosis and spondylolisthesis. I hope I said that right, folks. That's where one of my vertebra, my L4 vertebra, is falling off of the L3 below it. It's about 2 centimeters off, which is about halfway. And the associated pain with it is pretty much off the roof. That sent me into la-la land. It's another word I use, which I can't use on the air. But it's a very deep state of depression, given up. Couldn't see a future, and frankly,
it's because all the pain you're in, it stopped you from probably living your normal life.
Oh, my normal life disappeared.
Did it? How about work? Things like this?
Forget it.
So okay. From a fall, life changed in a moment.
In a moment, yes.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So the L4 and the L3. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Accompanying pain, like I said, was through the roof, and had me pretty much bedridden for about 3 years, 70% bedridden. Well, at one time, I just said, what the heck, I'm going to give this one more shot. And there was an article in the newspaper about boot camps having some success with pain patients and things like that. And that's just a high-intensity, one-month-long workout that you go through. This was in Chicago. So I started looking for a place here in town, got a hold of Joe Adamson. And even with my physical conditions, he was Johnny on the spot and said, yeah, come on in, let's talk. And started working out there, and then I met Angela. Angela, I've had 3 or 4 personal trainers, but never anyone that put the personal in it, you know.
And you said that Angela actually researched your conditions.
Yes, amazing.
Yeah. And found out that through training certain exercises that would be good for your condition, it helped you get through. Angela?
Yes, we did yoga. We did a lot of functional training. We start off with a lot of stretching and just really progress daily from there.
So we're going to take a quick break here, Des. Mm-hmm. So at one point you were bedridden for 3 years, 70% of the time. You've about given up on life.
Yep.
You saw something where maybe exercise could help. You know, couldn't hurt. Of course, you know, you tried everything else. You've been to doctors, and you've had all types, I assume, of medications.
Procedures, the whole nine yards, you bet.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. Hey, look, this is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here, 221-1402. Hey, you know, people, this is not infomercial we're talking about today. No, this is somebody that wrote to us and said, I was in agony. I couldn't do anything. And my life was changed by meeting a person and changing my lifestyle. And it didn't have anything to do with drugs or alcohol. This is an injury that this man suffered. And, okay, Des, let's go on. After you started down at Adamson's Peak Performance and you got with Angie, what's happened? How's your life changed?
Well, the results were almost instant. They happened very quickly, so it was very easy to keep being motivated. And Angela coming to me and saying, I've discovered this exercise, that exercise, kept me going and let me know how concerned she was about my condition and my success. And since then, the progress just keeps going and going and going. So I have hope again.
Now, when you first went there, your condition was what? Could you walk? Could you sit? You know, what?
I was totally dependent on a cane.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Angela tried to take it away from me several times, and we've had many sword fights.
We play hide the cane.
Yeah, hide the cane. Now I keep misplacing the damn thing, and I can't find it because I'm not using it as nearly as much.
And also, we have seen your physical appearance change with your posture.
Oh, yes. I'm glad you brought that up. I know we don't have much time, but I'll share these with you.
She's bringing up photographs, you guys.
Okay. These are my pre-Angela photographs. And folks out there, all you need to do is listen into the gnarly, yuck.
Okay, so you are bent. You are bent from the waist, probably almost. What kind of degree of angle would you say that was?
At least 30 degrees. He's bent. If you got to figure, if you were wearing a tie, if you're a man, and the tie was attached to your belt, it's about that. You were bent over that much.
Mm-hmm.
And then also pulling to the right side.
Yes, correct. Yes, that's the scoliosis part of it. Mm-hmm.
And then the backside of this is where you show your hips had one. How high is one compared to the other?
Correct. And look at the muscle tension. Those muscles are always firing to keep me from falling over.
You know, the thing about it is, and, you know, something about photos and radio, you just have to trust us on this.
That's right.
The thing, again, we wanted to have Des on for was the fact that here's a man that had almost given up on life and wrote to us and said, you know, I need to share this with somebody. I need to share how my life was changed by exercise, by people that cared, and how my life has dramatically improved. And that's why we're sharing this with our friends out there. It's that, you know, sometimes when things look bad and, you know, things you're saying, you know what, I just can't go on.
Yep.
There are, you know, there's things that happen.
And we do work out at Adamson's Peak Performance, and there's a really wonderful, there's a powerful feeling when you walk in there. Everybody looks you in the eyes, greets you, and it's a feeling like, I'm not at the gym. It's a feeling like, wow, it's a transformational kind of a spiritual high. I think you get that anyway when you work out with your endorphins. And Angie, who's been our and is in this group of 4 months that we're doing training, Angie's our trainer. And Angela, every time we go in, it's a different workout. They're constantly doing cutting edge things. It's not just, oh, let's do leg lifts and
right.
bench presses. It's a cross training. And Angela does special programs for each individual.
Now, Des, would you say that, what would you tell people out there? You know, because we're going to finish this segment up and go on to something else, but what would you tell people out there that perhaps that every day is one of agony? And, you know, is it something to be, you know, what should you rely on?
Well, there is hope is the first thing. And everybody out there that's thinking, I give up, just a simple phone call could change your life, which is what happened for me. And a lot of people, and this is true in my case, too, I was very hesitant to put out the money for a personal trainer because, you know, it's personal, so it's pretty costly. I got to tell you, my medications dropped from about 16 a month to 4 or 5. One of those medications is $237.50 a month. I'm paying for my trainer by the
being healthy.
Lower cost of medications, fewer doctor visits.
And
my mind, the positive energy that's entered into it now is just taken over. It's fantastic.
Now, here's what I'd really like to get out. We'd really like to get out. You know, Angie has done a great job here, but it all started with Des. It all started with Des, who took that first step to help himself and not to just rely on drugs and feeling sorry for himself and saying it's all over. Yeah, and that's what I really want to get across here. And this is what struck me. This is why we wanted to have Dez on was, here's a man who was facing adversity and fought it instead of letting it roll over him and just roll over on his back, and pee on himself. You know, you stood up and you're going to take care of yourself. And this is what impressed me about, the email you sent us. You were in pain and you took charge of your life. And that is one thing that we are so strong on here. Taking charge of your life, not letting other people make those decisions for you.
Right.
Not letting those people say, oh, here, let me give you another drug here. Cause, I tell you what, there's a lot of doctors that instead of trying to fight it out, would just give you another drug.
Well, that's how I got on 16 different medications.
There you go. Now, so Dez, congratulations. And Angie, you've just done a great job.
Thank you.
Now get in a plank position and stay there.
Final thing I want to say is, am I still on?
For like 2 seconds.
Okay. Anybody can do this. That's all. Anyone can do it.
Thank you so much for your testimony.
You're welcome.
Desmond, and thank you, Angie.
Thank you for having us.
Hey, this is Carl in the Bottom, Free Fire Radio, News Talk, 1400 KQMS. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk, 1400 KQMS. Okay, looks like we lost the phone here. We had somebody on the line. Fred, you got to call us back here. One of the things we want to talk about
tonight
is tonight.
Rockies.
At Rockies.
5 o'clock.
Rocky Cycle. 5 o'clock.
Barbecue.
Music.
That's right. And also, what is that thing? We went there yesterday and dropped the Harley off. What's that thing that you can go to get 3 passes for $40 to put your bike in on that? What's the machine?
It's the dynometer.
The dynometer.
Or something like that.
And it gives you like a printout of everything that's going on with what is called diagnostic of your bike.
It shows the power, but it also you can run it to see how fast your bike can go there and where your torque is. But at Rockies on Twin View Boulevard, you take the freeway north, take Twin View, take a right as soon as you get off, and you'll see Rockies. Now, this is not, we're talking about this. It's a fundraiser for the Missing in America Project, which has been in the papers and it's been in the, in the news, and something we've been talking about for months, So I'm glad that Channel 7 and the Record Searchlight finally got around to reporting what's really going on around this town. And the fact is that they're still raising funds. Thanks to our listeners and our supporters, we raised over $2,000 to give to Missing America Project to be able to help them get those people back there.
And that was with the race and the truck, and we want to thank everybody for that. And there's going to be a band at Rockies as well tonight.
That's right. And it's a great place to go. There's plenty of room there, so I think it's going to be a nominal cost to go there for the barbecue, and you get music, and all these proceeds go to that Missing America Project.
And then from there, we're going to Wind River.
Because we've got another fundraiser, but it's a fundraiser for two things. One of our guests should be coming in here in a few minutes. His name's Dave Barr. He's riding across the United States from the wall, the Vietnam Wall, all the way to Camp Pendleton. It's called the Honor Run, to raise money for something called the Fisher House at Camp Pendleton. The Fisher House is a place that the dependents or the relatives of those Marines who have been injured in combat, who are going through rehabilitation, can stay for free. They don't have to, because sometimes they'll be there for 2 or 3 months while their families or sons and daughters and brothers, sisters, mothers and fathers may be going through physical rehabilitation. So this allows them to stay without having to take a lot of, without having to take a lot of money out of their pocket. It's a great thing. It's a great thing. And on the line here is Fred. Good morning. Fred Salante.
Good morning, Carl.
Hey, Fred Salante is the one that started this Missing in America project that we've talked about so many times. Fred, what do you have?
Well, first of all, I want to say that what you just announced in the Dave Barr and the run, we fully intend, aside from Arlington, we will leave from Reading with a contingent of people to go to Camp Pendleton and to ride on that honor run with Dave Barr and go down there and honor the Fisher House, which are a wonderful, wonderful program.
And, Dave's going to be on tonight out at Wind River, and Linda and I have the honor to go out there and introduce him and a few other people. And the proceeds go to the Fisher House, but also the Missing in America Project.
It's a $10 ticket, you guys. I mean, what a great way to be able to to honor and donate money towards such a worthy cause, and to hear Dave Barr talk about his journeys and what he's done, where he's going, and what it's for. He's an interesting cat.
I tell you, he is. Okay, Fred.
And along with that as well, we will be there. We will actually also have, for those that would like to come and pay respect for our three heroes that are going to Arlington, Medal of Honor winner Isaiah Mays, and Silver Star winners Johnny Franklin Canahan and James Dunn, they will be there in a special made container that we sealed yesterday at Allen and Dahl's when we did a 12 flag folding ceremony where we folded the flags for other family members and dignitaries, and each flag folded for each veteran was touched to their urn so that they could capture a portion of the soul. And we had a wonderful ceremony that was on the news last night and in the newspaper today. And I just want to thank everybody for the support. And that will be at this same event tonight at Wind River.
Well, that's great. Now, the at Rockies, we've got the barbecue going. Also, the proceeds for that go to the MIAP also, right?
Yes, and a portion of the proceeds from the Wind River event is coming to us as well.
Okay, great.
So we've got lots of events going today.
You know, the thing about, you know, Rockies, and we call it Rockies, but Bo's the owner. And,
yes.
You know, Bo is really, really supports the veterans in the area. And, you know, when you find yourself a motorcycle place, you know, garage or, you know, some place to take care of your bike, you know, it's kind of like finding a doctor, you know, that you want, you know, you just want to keep going back there. And that's the way Bo and his group are. So, and we thank you, Fred, again, for everything you're doing. And we're going to be talking a lot more about this. You know, one of the things, my friends, is that Fred told me something that was happening down in Ventura that I just can't even believe that is so horrendous that it has to do with our veterans. And we're going to be talking about that next week. So, okay, Fred, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Carl.
You got anything else?
No, just everybody that can come show up at these events. I think they'll be totally impressed with what they hear with Dave Barr, what they'll see with some small video presentations that'll be there tonight. And then everybody that can't or wants to go to Rockies, just go and support everything.
Okay.
And we'll see
you
tonight.
Linda and I are going to be at both of them, so we'll see everybody there. Thanks a lot, Fred.
Thank you.
Hey, Henry.
Yeah, Carl, how are you this morning?
We're pretty good, Henry.
See, what I wanted to talk to you about, maybe kind of draft you into something if you're not too objectionable to it.
I avoided the last draft by joining the Marine Corps.
Well, that's good. Maybe you'll volunteer for this then. You know, back in the good old days, the battle cry of the Republic was more or less no taxation without representation.
Uh-huh.
And I think what we've got now is a bunch of people up there that have forgotten that. And what I'd encourage you to do is the next time around, why don't you run for city council?
You're not the first person that has asked Mr. Bott. to run.
Councilman Bach.
Well, yeah. you know, thanks a lot, Henry, but you know it's that's so far out of my scope that I I appreciate the fact that there's one of you out there.
Well, I think it's a wonderful idea, and I'll tell you, I'd like to see a lot of callers call in. I think you'd get in there.
Well, you know, Henry, thanks a lot. And I want you to have a nice weekend, okay?
You bet.
You know, it's an honor, and I don't even know what to say about that when people say things like that, for me to represent them.
Shucks.
Shucks, ma'am. But, thing is that, you know, I talk in the radio, I'm a retired Marine, and that's what I do.
Marines never retire.
Hey, look, we're going to take an early break here.
Let's get down to it.
That's, well, they don't. And our next guest is going to show you what that's like.
Whoa.
And, so we're going to take a quick break here. It's a little bit early because we want to get our next guest on, Dave Barr, and what a story this man has. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, News Talk, 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Finest tobacco emporium in the state. Espresso Joe's gives you the coffee you would want at fair prices. And I tell you what, Joe and Shelley support
Great Americans.
The veteran community. And speaking of that, we're honored today to have Dave Barr as our guest. Good morning, Dave.
How are you there?
Well, let me give you a little quick background on this. We don't have a lot of time because there are a lot of things we have to cover. But Dave Barr rode his Harley Davidson motorcycle around the world. And for anybody that's ridden Harleys, riding a Harley around the world is a big thing. And part of this was the big thing about this is Dave lost both legs during a wartime incident. So this was a man that, just like our last guest, faced adversity and ran over adversity. So good morning, Dave.
How are you, Carl? Linda, thanks for having us on.
Now, absolutely. Tell us why you're in our area today.
Well, we're myself and Mike Kerr are in your area for the honor run, and we're going to be at the Wind River Casino at the Event Center tonight at 6:30. The doors open to give a presentation about what we're doing with the honor run and what, you know, who it benefits, which is it's a run to collect money to build a Fisher House on a West Coast military installation, and also for the 1st Marine Division's Educational Fund, which is an educational fund for Marines who have lost their life in the line of duty and or have received 100% disability, for their kids to have a university education or wives. And plus it's a benevolent fund. It meets a need, whether needs if wife have to quit her job to help to be with her husband in the recuperating period. And that's where the Fisher House comes in, because the Fisher House itself is where families can go and stay for free rather than spend hundreds or possibly thousands of dollars on motel rooms and being sidelined out. And there's a communal kitchen, there's a communal dining room, and it is where other families that are in the same predicament, loved ones under long-term care from a military injury, can go and network with each other and support each other. Plus, their loved ones, if they're ambulatory enough, they can come out on weekends and visit and spend time with the families at the Fisher Houses.
So, how did you decide that you were going to ride your motorcycle around the world?
Well,
that goes
back to January 1983, the first time I rode the motorcycle. I lost both legs, one above the knee and one below, they were amputated as a result of a landmine in Angola in 1981. The first time I rode the motorcycle, when I come back home to the United States, I had just had a vision. It just hit me in like a ton of bricks that this was what I needed to do, was ride this motorcycle around the world. Now, all I had to do was find the money to do it. Anyway, to make a long story short, everybody thought I was nuts, and I went back to Africa. I lived there. I saved my money. I sold everything, and I started a journey that took me from the bottom tip of Africa to the North Cape in the Arctic, the top of Europe, to Prudhoe Bay in the top of North America, to the bottom tip of South America, from the Pacific to Murmansk in the Arctic and to the Atlantic, and a circumnavigation of Australia and Southeast Asia. To name a few things, I went through the mud belt of equatorial Africa, across the Sahara, the Gobi, the Namib Desert, I'm the first person to cross the Gobi alone. So I've a number of great experiences with that. I've also established 2 Guinness World Records on 2 other rides, having nothing to do with my disability, by the way.
Will you be discussing this tonight?
In brief, yes,
great.
Because the main thing is the presentation about the Honor Run and why we're doing it. Now, that is a run that will begin on the 28th of August at the Wall in Washington, D.C., and back out to California, and we're raising money in different fundraisers right across America. Now, if people want to know more about the Honor Run, all they have to do is go to www.thehonorrun.org, and it'll fill you in as to why we're doing it, who it's, and our route is there. Just click under Dave.
Well, we're going to put that on our website too, and because there's going to be a contingent of riders heading from Redding, heading south to meet you for the final run California.
And our other guest today is Mr. Kerr. Welcome.
Thank you.
And how did the association begin between the two of you?
Well, it's really kind of interesting. We were the 1st Marine Division Association looking to do something for some of these young guys and gals that were coming home, and we wanted to build a Fisher House. And I decided to met some people that formed the Texas Honor Run and thought I'd do a California Honor Run. And Dave, interestingly enough, had met Colonel Len Hayes, who's my commanding officer at the 1st Marine Division Association. And Colonel Hayes said, Mike, you got to meet this guy, Dave Barr. And I started talking to him about the California Auto Run, and he said, hey, how about I start in D.C. and come out? And that's how it developed from there.
I tell you what, we're going to cover the rest of this, but we've got to take a quick break here. This is Carl and DeBond on Free Fire Radio. Our guest is Dave Barr and Mike Kerr. We're talking about the Honor Run and how much it's going to mean to families of wounded warriors in Camp Pendleton.
Welcome back. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. This is News Talk 1400. Our special, special guest in the studio right now is Dave Barr and Mike Kerr. And before we left the break, Mike, you were talking about the 1st Marine Division, and you have a story that you'd like to share with our listeners about flags.
Yeah, absolutely. We have an interesting way that you can help the Honor Run. We're going to plant 1,000 3-foot by 5-foot American flags along Interstate 5 from Oceanside, California, all the way up to San Clemente, California. And the unique part of that is that 2 years ago, for Veterans Day, a friend of mine gave me 350 full-size flags, and I decided to show our support of anybody who had ever served. We'd fly these flags along Interstate 5. So I proceeded down the channels to do it and ran into the state of California, who informed me that if I walked out on that freeway, on the edge of that freeway, and placed those flags, they would have me arrested. And my attitude was, go ahead and arrest me. I'm just going to do it. Fortunately, before they put me in handcuffs, Major General Leonard, Commander Marine Corps West, got wind of the whole thing and came out on the side of the freeway there and said, hey, hop over on my side of the fence. Place those flags 1 inch inside of the fence line, and you're good to go. And we did it. It was wonderful. We had veterans pulling off the freeway and coming up and telling us thank you. It was an incredible sight. So this time around, we want to do it with 1,000 flags. Those flags will run the entire Labor Day weekend. There's never been that large of a display of American flags on a California highway. And folks can help out. They can go to thehonorrun.org. They can click the events button, and then they click fly the flag. And if they do that, they make a donation of $20 that sponsors that flag. We will actually send that very flag back to them with a photograph of all the flags and a photograph of all the members of the Honor Run. And part of the Honor Run, we have a hot rod show, so there'll be about 500 pre-1972 classic hot rods driving up that road, too. So that's one way you can help.
Are we going on that Honor Run?
Yeah, we're going to head down there. It's September 3rd, but we're going to be talking a lot more about that. Dave, first of all, thank you for everything you do. And thanks for this this huge endeavor you're taking to help our fallen, I should say our wounded Marines. Are not fallen. They're wounded. They're going to come back. So tell us again, you're going to start when?
All right, the run... the Ocean to Ocean segment of the Honor Run starts on August 28th this year from the wall. People can pick us up anywhere along the line. Just stay in touch. Look at the keep an eye on the website, thehonorrun.org. And there will also be an admin run going back that will go via Denver. It'll divert to Houston for a big fundraiser down there. People are welcome to join us along the admin run or admin run and back. It doesn't matter. They can ride an hour a day. They can, as much as they want, you know, just come registered, be a part of it, and show your patriotism. Also, once again, I will be at the Wind River Casino tonight. The doors open at 6:30 in the event center. We'll be talking about the Honor Run and some other things that we've got a mind to talk about. So.
We've got the Missing in America Project. We'll be there. And again, I'd like to just remind our listeners is at 5 o'clock out at Rockies off Twin View. There's going to be a barbecue, there's going to be a band, there's going to be a number of things going on right out there at Rockies. And we're going to also, all the money then goes to the Missing in America Project. Linda and I'll be there, and then we'll hot foot it down to Wind River at 6:30 so we can meet up with Dave and Mike and Connie and the rest of the people there. And
come out with us tonight.
Come out with us tonight. It's for a great cause. Come out and meet Dave, meet Mike. Say hello to us, because we love listening, you know, meeting all of our listeners out there,
and
too.
Of course, our lovely Connie Granoles, who's also in the house.
Who's the, you know, she's the instigator of a lot of this stuff. Okay, hey, look, you know, thanks a lot for what you're doing. So, Dave, Mike, you know, I hope you enjoy it up here. The North State's a little bit different than Southern California.
We're enjoying it, I'll
or
tell
as we
that.
Call it, the Flatlanders.
Well, we're east of Bakersfield of the mountains. So
okay,
it's called
Bonfish. All right. Okay. Now next week we've got a number of things that are coming up. We've got congressmen. We've got you know, politicians. We've got doctors from the Veterans Administration. We've got a lot of things going next week. But I want y'all have a great weekend, and we will see you tonight at Rockies and at Wind River. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Free Fire Radio. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?